For fans of technology, there's an event at ACB Conventions that no one wants to miss. That's the VidPi Showcase of vendors who come along and talk about their latest and greatest developments. And we're very grateful that for the third year in a row, VidPi has made this material available to us to air on Main Menu. VidPi, Visually Impaired Data Processors International, is the affiliate of the American Council of the Blind that deals with computer-related matters. And here is the first part of something we'll be serializing over the next few weeks with the showcase of vendors.
I think I'm going to let our first speaker get a little bit of a head start. So I'm going to turn over the microphone to our first speaker from Kurzweil Education Systems, John Mattioli.
Version 7, which we're showing in booth 52, and I encourage you to come see it, is a bit of a departure from what we've done in the past. I would say there's a lot of new features, but probably the hot new topic is online features. One of the online features that we have answers the question, probably one of the most frequent questions we get from people, which is, where do I get the patch? Where do I get the update? Is there a new update? These, I guess that's three questions, but they kind of go together. And the answer is, go to the online menu and hit the update menu item. And if in fact there's an update, we'll tell you about it. So you don't have to worry about what the FTP site is or anything anymore. It's kind of high time we did this. You can buy shareware or even freeware that does it. You know, so it's in there. It makes sense to do it, and it should make people's lives much, much easier. So that's online update. A much bigger topic is online books. There are several sites out in the world today, most notably the Bain Free Library, the Project Gutenberg, and, of course, Bookshare. You can fairly easily, go to each of these sites, type in a search term, and have the site tell you what books are available. It's not terribly painful, but it is rather tedious, and you have to be familiar with all these sites and navigate them and all of that. You could do that, or you could open up your Kurzweil 1000, go to the online menu and select search for books. We will let you type in a part of an author or title, book title. And we actually allow multiple search terms, but to keep the description simple, maybe you set it for author and type Grisham and tab through, and there are three sites we search: Bain, Gutenberg, and Bookshare. If you hit the online button, we will go to the site for you. We will download a list of all of the books that match your search criteria, and we will let you select one or more books to download. So you select the books you want. It's just a list of books that you hit space if you want the book, and hit OK, and Kurzweil 1000 will go off and download these books in the background. So if you want to download a book while you're reading another one, or even scanning another one, or whatever, go for it. It just happens in the background. You don't need to worry about it. If it's Bookshare, you'll be asked for a username and password. And the great thing about Bookshare is, once the book is downloaded, for those of you familiar with Bookshare, you know that you have to run a decryption tool. And it's not hard to run, but there are several next buttons you have to click, and you have to go through a fairly lengthy process to do it. This is no longer the case with Kurzweil. Simply do an open. It will ask you for your password again, and it will decrypt the book, load it into Kurzweil, and now you have the book totally under your control. If you'd like to make an MP3 file and take it with you, you can do that. If you want to download it to your Braille note, you can do that. If you want to read it on your computer, you can do that, or spell check it, or put bookmarks in it. You can do all of that. You have a tremendous amount of flexibility. It's very easy. And I strongly suggest you come by the booth and take a look at it, because it's very slick. We are demoing that in the book, in the booth. We have several other new features. Several other new features. One of them is something we call ranked spelling. The theory here is that spell checking a document is really long, dull, boring, tedious work, and you really don't want to do it. But what you maybe want to do is some of it, and you want to be as efficient as possible. So what we do is we present the errors, we'll spell check the whole document, and present the errors in the order of their frequency of occurrence. So the most common error is first, and then the second most common, and at the bottom of the list is all the errors that happen once in your document. And it's expected that, you know, maybe you fix the first 20 errors in the list, and or first 20% of the errors, and that causes you to fix 80% of the errors in the document. This way you can use your time as efficiently as possible. And it's got all the features of a spell checker. You can replace what's there with some word you type. You can ignore it, the error. You can do a replacement if the dictionary has, you know, words that match it. All kinds of great stuff. Another feature that we have that's been talked about quite a bit is something we're calling hierarchic bookmarks, which is a long name that means that basically you can represent a table of contents. If you have, your typical manual on some subject, you'll know that, you know, maybe section 3 is introduction, or section 1 would probably be introduction, and maybe under introduction there'd be like, what is this product? And that might be section 1.1. Maybe section 2 is, you know, getting started. You maybe don't want to see all these things. You may just want to see section 1 and then section 2 and then section 3 and section 4 and then kind of drill down into it the way you would skim through a table of contents. And hierarchic bookmarks lets you do that. Bookmarks is really a very cool feature of the 1000, and it's gotten better. There's a lot of really neat stuff. I could talk for a while. I want to leave a minute or two if anybody has any questions. Check us out at booth 52. We are on the web at kurzweiledu.com with the usual W's. And if you want to talk to me, I'm typically at the booth or over in the Hilton in room something or other, 312. Any questions?
So that if anybody has a question, I can either get to you or repeat the question. Any questions? Okay, I'm heading back here. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry I came in late, but my question is, I have 6.0, and I'm just wondering, and it was purchased, I believe, in April. What is it going to take to get 7?
It's going to take you having sent in your registration card or having a serial number or having some way of identifying that you are a valid owner of version 6. And if it was purchased in April of 2002, it will come to you for free. And if you have if you bought the product within a year, you will get a free upgrade. If you did not buy the product within a year, it will cost $95 for an upgrade. From any version, so we don't like charge you more if you're upgrading from version 5 than version 6. It's a flat fee of $95.
Is there a final question?
We also have our typical or frequent, I won't say it's always or usual even, but we have a show special where for we take $200 off of all of our prices, so the full product is $799, and the competitive upgrades are $399, and so it's a pretty good deal. I guess I'm done. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Dan Wyrick from GW Micro.
My name's Dan Wyrick from GW Micro, and WindWise, of course, is our product. It is. One of the reasons we're here is to let you know about the latest features of WindWise. Another reason is to provide all the literature that you're interested in. But there are three things I want to let you know we're doing here this week that we want to announce. The first thing is something new for us. We've done training for years, and it's been more informal. And we continue to hear from people that training is important, training is necessary, and it's been lacking in the past. And so We've been working with Kathy Ann Murtha. I don't know if you recognize her name, but she has a long reputation of doing training in all sorts of things. And she has helped us create a curricula for teaching WindWise. And so one of the things I'd like to announce is that we're beginning formal training for WindWise use. We've got it configured for 2 6-hour days. And we intend to do it in our office, but if we need to do it remote, we can do that for groups. So we're available throughout the United States to provide this training. The materials include word processing and internet use. The materials include sample web pages you can use, other items for other samples for word processing. And it's to teach people about WindWise, but using WindWise, for example, with Microsoft Word, using WindWise with Internet Explorer, and some other areas as well. So if you're interested in that, you need to contact our office. Some people are beginners, some people are intermediate, so there's some differences there. But we're very anxious to launch this new training program. The next thing I wanted to talk about, it's really not a GW Micro product, and we don't even sell it, but we're showing it off. It's called the LapTalk, and that's been developed by BeyondSight. And if you really have specific questions about that, you really need to go to www.beyondsight.com. It's really their product. However, it includes WindWise Professional on it, so we certainly have an interest in the product doing well. The LapTalk is being marketed in the note-taker category. It is a full-blown Windows XP computer, 1 gigahertz Pentium, or Celeron, excuse me, 1 gigahertz Celeron processor, 256 mega RAM, 20 gig hard drive. It's a very powerful computer with WindWise Professional installed for $1,795, and until the middle of July, they're offering it for $1,695. So it's quite a aggressive marketing plan to sell this product at a relatively low price if you look at the other note takers. So we've got that in our booth. And then finally, the third thing I wanted to just mention, of course, is WindWise. We released version 4.2 earlier this spring. 4.2 is the only, WindWise 4.2 is the only screen reader supporting Macromedia Flash. If you go to 7up.com and you want to listen to that web page, WindWise is the only screen reader that does that. As you, I'm sure, remember the support with Adobe Acrobat, we improved that with version 4.2. We support multiple users, so if you're in Windows XP, for example, and you have different accounts, WindWise knows that. And when you say, I want to have multiple user support, it goes out and says, oh, I see there's the administrator account. Okay, I'll set up that account. I'll set up for Dan, and I, for example, in the past, I set up an account called Fast Dan. So when I go to conferences, I can just switch to Fast Dan, and there I'm going on at rate 7 or whatever. Or for some people, that might be slow still. Okay, we can change to rate 8. But whatever you want, you can set up multiple users on your computer. WindWise has a nice network interface, so if you're in an office with a network situation, that's set up. WindWise doesn't care whether you want the classic view of Windows XP or the default view. It still works. We support a very large number of synthesizers and Braille displays. We don't care what video card. We still don't care what video card you install on your computer. And we don't replace those. Okay, thank you. There are support for... of course, the support for the internet is been one of our greatest features. Table support on web pages. So those are just some of the highlights of WindWise 4.2. Again, my name is Dan Weirich. The company is GW Micro. We're at booth 37. I believe your program will say 11. But there were some changes made. Does anyone have any questions? Any answers? Well, thank you very much. Thank you for
all
your
right.
time. Stop by our booth and say hi.
Okay, hi, I'm Gordon Kent from Dancing Dots. And everybody that's come by my booth, about half the people come and say, what are Dancing Dots? As opposed to what is Dancing Dots, which Dancing Dots is a company which specializes in both the development and selling of music-related software. We also sell hardware that people can use to put together systems for the production, transcription, and printing of music. It's an integrated package of several different, it's an integrated suite, I should say, of several different software packages. You start out with what we call a sequencing package, which is a piece of software that lets you record onto the computer using a regular keyboard, which is MIDI, which stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. And the package that we sell and support is called Sonar, made by a company called Cakewalk. And we sell a set of JAWS scripts that make Sonar very, very accessible and very easy for musicians and engineers to use. It's called Cake Talking for Sonar. And the Cake Talking scripts come with a very comprehensive set of tutorials that walk you through the whole process of setting up your MIDI studio and working with digital audio and digital recording. And then we sell the Goodfeel Braille Music Translator program. And what that does is it will convert music that you've played into the computer into Braille music notation so that a sighted musician who doesn't know Braille music can actually create a Braille music score so that a blind person who wants to read the score in Braille music instead of just learning it by ear can do it. It's real handy for school situations where you might have a student that's playing in the school band or orchestra and they need to learn the viola part. Well, they can get it printed out that way. We also have a complete Braille music course, which is taught, which is designed by Richard Tesch, who is the head of the Southern Conservatory of Music in California, in Los Angeles. And it teaches you, it's a very patented and clear-cut way for people to learn Braille music, the Braille music code, and how to apply it. And all of this fits together rather seamlessly. You can go right from one software package to another. We have a, you can print out the music. A blind person can use Sonar to create a musical score that a sighted person can play. And or students can do their work for college courses or whatever. If they need to hand in their assignments, it does that very well. So we're able to do all of this stuff, and it kind of goes full circle from MIDI to print to Braille, vice versa. And goes in a, that's how it all works. And this is all Dancing Dots. It all goes under the umbrella of Dancing Dots. That's pretty much how I can describe it without getting too deep. I think you need to, unfortunately, being that I am also involved in a lot of other convention activities, I'm rather integrally involved with Friends in Art and the showcase and producing that. I won't be spending a lot of time in the booth after today. I will, however, the developer of the Cake Talking scripts, David Pinto, will be coming in from L.A. very shortly, and he will be filling in for me. So come by booth 54, and I have a whole setup up there. If you were by the exhibit booth today and you heard any jamming going on, that was what it was. We had people coming in and recording live and showing that it can be done, can make you a star. So come on by, and thanks a lot. If you have any questions, please let me know right now.
Do we have any questions?
Yeah, a question about the Braille Music Course.
Okay, here's the microphone here.
Is the Braille Music Course a way that you're also kind of learning the rhythm concepts?
I think,
is there audio kind of involved
it
in
does, that? It does teach you how to count, what the difference. In other words, if you have never read music before, you might not know the relationships of different notes, quarter notes, eighth notes, whatever. The Braille Music Course does teach you from an audio perspective. It's a cassette and Braille course combination.
So you don't need a computer actually?
No, the course has nothing to do with the computer.
Oh, and you have that here?
I don't have it here. I can give you, I'll tell you right now, the name of the company is Dancing Dots, and we are at dancingdots.com. And if you come by the booth, I can give you a disc, which would include a demo of the Braille Music Translator and a HTML version of our brochure, and with links to all the stuff on the website so that you can go up and learn about the process and learn about the course, and it's all there. I don't actually have any product physically to sell here. I just have,
you know,
it's not a toll free, but it is. I can give it to you. It's 610, we're in Philadelphia, 783. I'm sorry. 6692. Okay. 610-783. 6692.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.